Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today we pray for Big Bear City and Big Bear Lake as we continue to lift up the small cities in our county. So Big Bear City is actually larger than Big Bear Lake, and it's an unincorporated town east shore of the Big Bear Lake, surrounded by the beautiful San Bernardino National Forest, 27 miles northeast of San Bernardino City and immediately east of Big Bear Lake. However, its poverty rate is 15.3%, which is above the California average of 12%. Its crime grade overall is D+. Top issues, theft at 15% and burglary at 6%. So we will be lifting that city up. And then Big Bear Lake is a small town that hosts a lake at the center of its activities, which is very important. It's year-round recreational, mountain bikes, hiking trails, water sports. World-class athletes actually train there throughout the year because of its fresh air and altitude. But its overall crime grade is worse than Big Bear City at D-. Top issues the same, theft a little less, 13%, and burglary a little more at 8%. Poverty is lower and it's at 9%. It's lower than the California average. So, Father, we lift up these cities, Big Bear City, Big Bear Lake, that are literally right next to each other, one above the lake, one below, and around the lake to the edge. We lift up the crime. We do not know the reason for people stealing and burglarizing so much. But we pray that these numbers go down. We pray for people's lives to be changed. We know there are a lot of good churches in Big Bear Lake. I know there are less that we've seen in Big Bear City due to the way it's developed. But we pray that people from the Big Bear City will actually attend the churches in Big Bear Lake and that their lives would be transformed by the gospel. We pray for revival to happen there. We pray for their economy to be boosted, especially after having dealt with the line fire last year that actually brought a lot of smoke into the area, and some areas were closely near Running Springs where there were some damage to some buildings. So they're able to recoup their losses from tourism that was stopped, from roads that got destroyed and had to be repaired. We pray for them against any flooding, mudslides. We pray, God, that they will come up with some creative ways to bring people to come back to this beautiful community, and that their poverty rate will decrease as they come up with new ways for people to work and find things to do. We know that some people complain that they don't feel like in the winter that there's enough to do for the kids. So we also pray. I know one church was trying to find a way to create some sort of a gym or some place that kids could go to and have some healthy activities. So we pray for things like that. But most of all, we pray that, God, you would be the Lord of Big Bear City, that you would be the Lord of Big Bear Lake. We declare you as the God of these cities. We know there are people there that are praying for it, and we pray that more will rally around them, and in their united prayer, that they would have a citywide prayer event, that they would see you move among the people, and many would come to know Jesus, and the cities be transformed in Jesus' name.